This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas-based electric vehicle company Canoo held its first quarterly earnings call of 2022 last week, which drew plenty of attention from media about the long-term ability for the company to survive. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore spoke to CEO Tony Aquila to better understand the status of the organization.
The top bullet point on Canoo's first quarterly earnings report reads, quote, "Our management has performed an analysis and has identified substantial doubt about our ability to continue as a going concern," end quote. A going concern is an accounting term for a company that has the resources needed to continue operating indefinitely. So, for the top line of an earnings report to say they have substantial doubt is, well, concerning. Naturally, the phrase substantial doubt has led most of the reporting, but CEO Tony Aquila says it's not uncommon for a company in this stage to say this, comparing Canoo to the most well-known EV company in America.
Tesla, for example, did it in 2018. They declared, because you've got capital requirements for building out facilities and so on. So that is not uncommon.
Aquila was surprised that much of the coverage focused on this statement and not on the fact that they have had more than 17,000 pre-orders or that they had also raised $600 million in accessible capital.
Why this one got such different kind of coverage, like, for example, it didn't cover the capital we raised or the philosophy that we discussed, which is, you know, why raise a bunch of capital in a bad market? It's not the smartest thing. Raise capital judiciously. I also believe that never having too much capital in a early stage company is a good thing because you don't want anyone comfortable. You want to be aggressive and on the balls of your feet and use your capital super, super efficiently. So, you know, from my perspective, I've never felt better.
Another worry brought up during the earnings call was that supply chain issues have worsened. Computer chips have been hard to come by since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and car makers have not been immune to the issue. Aquila says Canoo vehicles use about half as many chips as a standard internal combustion car, but they've had supply issues for other components, in part because of the Russian war on Ukraine.
So the chips that when we start to sell to consumers, end of this year, early next year, and I think the impact in the quarter, you know, and of course, all this is quite fluid. As you've seen, the market just kind of really is weird between the war. I mean, since you and I talked, a lot of bad global stuff has gone on. And because, you know, palladium comes out of the Ukraine, wiring harnesses. I mean, so we went from, you know, having more confidence to having more items that are challenging that confidence. But we still have secured everything through the TT builds.
You know, as you see the reporting that's coming out from, you know, everyone from The Verge to Reuters, you know, there's a lot of press that seems to be pretty doom and gloom. What sort of impact does that have on you personally when you see this sort of reporting coming out and you want to try and get the record straight and not necessarily overly optimistically look at things, but kind of be a little more realistic and to say that, like, yes, there are some concerns, but that doesn't mean, you know, the Canoo is going under in the next 6 months, right? How do you find that balance?
Yeah, you know, to one soul, it's a bit like kryptonite, right? Because I definitely appreciate people's anxiety about reporting, and there are good reporting mechanisms out there. But somehow, some of it has been, you know, it's more about the catchphrase, as you know this far better than I do. And, you know, but yet when you read into the details, it's a bit different. It's a bit manipulated. So, you know, I don't really like it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to focus on your company and your product and your people and the markets you're addressing.
Do you think that these speculative concerns and anxiety will come down a little bit once vehicles are actually able to be bought by normal consumers?
You know, somebody pretty wise in the state of Oklahoma told me, he said, hey, Tony, you know, don't get too discouraged if selective pickups happen. It's a political cycle. You know, there's a lot of other things going on. Some of it has to do with incentive, a tax. You know, we haven't taken 1 cent yet. You know, we've already invested in clearing the land. And we'll phase everything appropriately. I mean, you know, you pace your capital, right? So, you know, just like a household does, right? I mean, that's what an entrepreneur does. So do I think it'll go away? Sure. But when I think markets are bad, it's really great to be the person, you know, and it's really shameful when the markets are good, when you're sitting there being a doubter. But as an innovator, you can't be a doubter in a down market because you'll die. I mean, The Verge and these magazines, you know, a lot of these entities have kind of become, you know, the Inquirer of, you know, the internet. You know, it's like some, you know, it's like people just want you to click.
CEO of Canoe, Tony Aquila. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.